And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 13th of August, 2012. 1961, on this date, construction began on the Berlin Wall, cutting off East Berlin from the West, from the part of the city divided up by the British, the French, and the Americans. The Soviets had East Berlin, and after the war, millions of East Germans emigrated west. By 1961, they were leaving at a rate of 1,000 per day. So in the early hours of the morning, East German soldiers began laying down barbed wire, 100 miles of it, just inside the border. It was on this day, 1918, a woman named Offa Mae Johnson became the first female Marine. The Marines were recruiting women to enlist as reservists to do clerical duty stateside during World War I and to free males for combat duty. Offa Mae Johnson, the first. She was 18 years old. It's the birthday of the novelist Tom Perrotta, born in Garwood, New Jersey, 1961. Grew up in blue-collar Newark. Went off to college to study creative writing, but he said he didn't want to write for the people he met in college. He said, "I wanted to write for the guys I grew up with who weren't literary sophisticates. I have an allergy to fancy writing." Most recent book is The Leftovers, about what might happen if the rapture didn't quite live up to evangelical expectations. Stephen King called it the best Twilight Zone episode you never saw. It's the birthday of Alfred Hitchcock, the movie director, London, 1899. His father was a greengrocer, and once, when the little boy misbehaved, his father sent him to the police station, and they locked him in a cell for a few minutes to teach him a lesson. And Hitchcock, for the rest of his life, was so terrified of the police, he would not drive a car for fear that he might be pulled over. Alfred Hitchcock, who directed Rear Window, Vertigo, Psycho, and The Birds, and who said, "A good film is when the price of the dinner, the theater, and the babysitter were worth it." And it's the birthday of Phoebe Ann Mosey in Woodland, Ohio, 1860. Grew up in poverty, helped to support the family by hunting. She was such a good shot that she became part of Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West show under her stage name Annie Oakley. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen entitled The Farm. "My father's farm is an apple blossomer. He keeps his hills in dandelion carpet and weaves a lane of lilacs between the rose and the jack-in-the-pulpits. His sleek cows ripple in the pastures. The dog and purple iris keep watch at the garden's end. His farm is rolling thunder, a lightning bolt on the horizon. His crops suck rain from the sky and swallow the smoldering sun. His fields are oceans of heat where waves of gold beat the burning shore. A red fox pauses under the birch trees. A shadow is in the river's bend. When the hawk circles the land, my father's grain fields whirl beneath it. Owls gather together to sing in his woods, and the deer run his golden meadow. My father's farm is an icicle, a hillside of white powder. He parts the snowy sea and smooths away the valleys. He cultivates his rose of starlight and drags the crescent moon through dark, unfurrowed fields." The Farm by Joyce Sutphen, from Straight Out of View, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses leverage a powerful form of advertising, online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.